Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Thanks to an engineered blood cell, a Mississippi mom watched her son play football for the first time.
Victoria Gray received stem cell therapy to treat her sickle cell disease. The painful blood disorder forms the hemoglobin inside red blood cells into sickle shapes.
Hemoglobin is what allows red blood cells to carry oxygen across the body. But these sickle-shaped cells aren't flexible enough to enter tiny capillaries, which puts people at risk for organ damage, stroke, and death.
So what scientists did was use a relatively new technology called CRISPR to modify Victoria's stem cells. Rather than trying to change her defective gene, they gave her body a large dose of healthy fetal hemoglobin, which our bodies make, but in small amounts.
First, they isolated stem cells from her blood and used CRISPR to turn on their fetal hemoglobin gene. Chemotherapy killed the rest of her defective stem cells, and then doctors infused billions of the genetically edited stem cells.
A month later, the genetically modified cells began to do their job. By 4 months, nearly half of her total hemoglobin was the fetal version, making healthy cells. Even better, nearly 95% of her red blood cells contained fetal hemoglobin.
After 1 year, the edited cells continued to work so that she stopped needing transfusions or ER visits.
Now Victoria has a chance at a normal life, which gives hope to the 100,000 Americans with sickle cell disease.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.